with money.
Our today Bible reading will take you from the book of Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 to 14. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 to 14. And it says, "Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the gate is easy, that leads to destruction. And those who enter by it are many. For the gate is narrow, and the way is hard, that leads to life. And those who find it, amen."
Amen.
Good morning, brethren.
Good morning.
We thank God for giving us another opportunity to meditate on His Word. The Bible in the book of Hebrews, chapter 3, verse 13, it tells us that exalting one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be adding through the deceitfulness of sin. Every time we come and gather like this, we always advise ourselves. What we do is not telling us new things. It's just to encourage us on what we already know and what we should be doing, and to remind us of who we are. Remember, when we were small, I remember as an African child, when you are going to school, you will say, "Remember the son of who you are." Each time we gather like this, we always come and open our ears and our mind towards who we are. We have an identity, and that is why we advise ourselves. Our prayer today, that this advice, this admonition, will help us to be better people, and at the end of our life, it will give us opportunity to inherit the kingdom of heaven in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Our text says, Matthew chapter 7, talks about two parts. It was about the sermon of Jesus. Remember, we just finished the study of Matthew. From chapter 5, it's been discussing, the Bible told us he went to a mountain and he started preaching. 5, chapter 6, and chapter 7. In this particular passage, I will read from my King James Version translation. It reads, "Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go thereat." Verse 14, "Because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life, and what? Only few thereby find it." You see, this passage, Jesus is explaining, describing our salvation using the illustration of two ways. For example, you know that we have a small door in front here and a bigger one at the back. For you to rush out of this door is quite uneasy. You probably need to escape the first one, then the second one. But the bigger door, you can walk freely. We describe the kingdom of heaven as a narrow place. In fact, when you read the Amplified Version of the Bible, it said a difficult road to walk through. So as Christians, sometimes we see ourselves that why is it not easy? I say I believe in Jesus, I believe in God, and I pray, yet it is difficult. It is because Jesus has already told us that narrow is the way, and difficult it is, and only few people find it. It's not even that few are there. No, only people find it. Few find it. It means that majority misses it. And that is the reason. Have you ever wondered why only few people goes to church? Only few people want to do the right thing. And you see, majority of people want to go with the trend. If you see one, you some of us are familiar with social media. If you see one provocative message or video, you see how it will trend. But see a message about Jesus, I love you, or Jesus loves you, it won't trend. Nobody will like it. That is directly representation of how following Christ is. Jesus already told us, he said that one of the way it is easy, it is wide, but the end is destruction. And the other is narrow and difficult, but the end is eternal life. This comparison serves as a clear reminder of the Christian journey. It is telling us that following Christ is not always an easy choice. Today, we are Christian. My brother and my sister, being a Christian is not a bed of roses. There is a lot that it requires. You have to become new. That is why they call us born again. The old man will die. That was for our teacher this morning. He said a lot about transforming from a old life into a new life. So, the Bible told us that this journey is not an easy path. Let's look at a few things. The futures of an easy way and the future of the difficult way. In our world today, an easy way would definitely be interesting. When you hear an interesting story, you want to hear more, don't you? Of course, you want to be, or you watch an interesting movie. Look at how our teacher described good looking. When people choose their king, they say King Saul was a good looking man. But I remember when I was talking how Isaiah described Jesus. He said, there is no comeliness that anyone should desire him. So imagine, picture it in your mind. How would Jesus look like? As a child, maybe a young girl, you want to marry a beautiful man, handsome, gorgeous. I have a colleague, a young boy. I always talk about when he talks about, I'm going to get married. So I said, how would you get your wife? He said, she must be fine. I said, beauty is not the only thing you need to look at. So it shows that what is beautiful in the face of a man does not necessarily a good thing. So, easy way, my brother, is going to be an interesting way. It will be fast. You can go to the destination easily. That's why we call it easy, right? There will be instruction. You probably do it your own way. Isn't that what we see in our world today? Do it your way and you can feel comfortable. It will be trending. It will be dynamic. That is, you can change it. You can maneuver. But the difficult way, which is the narrow one, is going to be boring. When they say something is difficult, I remember my child who said it's boring. I said, what's the meaning? Why are you always saying boring? Why? Because there are rules on this path. So the Christian life is not a life without rules. There are guides, there are procedures. And that is why you can't make a decision by yourself. You have to follow the guide. We have a book, the Bible, which is our book of guide. But today, what do we see? Many people don't like to follow rules. They even don't want to be under control. Those are the future of the difficult road. The difficult part requires patience and endurance. In our world today, people are quick to follow what they want. People say, there's an expression that we use now, I need to be able to express myself. Yes, you should be able to express yourself. You should be able to do the things you desire. But I tell you, as a child of God, The Bible told us that whosoever rested on his own heart is a fool. We have a guide. We have a rule. We have the Holy Spirit that leads our hearts. People want to follow their own desire, their own way. They want to be free. They want to feel comfortable, which isn't bad. But remember, the wise king, Solomon, in one of his books, he said, "My son, do the things that your heart desire, but know that by these things you shall be judged." So when you want to choose the comfortable way, the easy path, know that by these things judgment is coming for you. People no longer want to be guided. They say, "He's controlling me. But why should he monitor me?" But if you are a Christian, or perhaps you want to be, there is control in the kingdom of God. There is God. People just want to have it their own way. Let's read Proverbs chapter 28, verse 26. Proverbs 28, 26. In his own heart is a fool, but whosoever walketh wisely, he shall be delivered. The purpose of our lesson is to remind us, as we have said earlier, about who we are as children of God, and to also remind us of the path that we have chosen as children of God, the challenges that are found in it, and the gain that follows. In the book of 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, 1 Peter 2, 9, the Bible told us that we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, that we should show forth the praises of Him who has called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. The reality of being a child of God, Jesus pointed the fact that the path to life, to eternal life, is narrow. We suggest that walking in this path is neither popular nor easy. Many choose the broad path because it's comfortable and it aligns with worldly desire. The narrow path, however, requires discipline, sacrifice, commitment to living according to the will of God. Let's quickly look at some of the challenges that are bound on the narrow path. Choosing the narrow path means facing challenges, being ready to be committed. And it will test your faith, it will challenge your character and your commitment to God. If you must be a Christian, some people, when difficult times come, they say, "Let's put the Bible aside. We need to trash it away." Say it away. As a Christian, you can't say it all the time the way it is, because sometimes you have to apply discretion. There is God. King Solomon said, "When a fool closes his mouth, it sometimes he is regarded as wise." So as a child of God, you have to be under control. You have to be under guide. You have to be under the counsel of God. Some of the problems we see on the narrow path is persecution and opposition. Being a child of God, you will see opposition. You will see people who will deliberately want to spite you because you have chosen the right path. You will face temptation. If you follow the crowd, if you choose to follow the crowd, you won't know what is temptation because you're part of them. But as a child of God, when others are dressing in a particular way or following the trend or doing things as they like, you will be under pressure to follow them. But reminding ourselves that we are different from the world, we are not part of the fast ones. We are going to experience turbulence on our way. We should be careful. The marrow part demands that we should resist temptation, which requires spiritual vigilance and reliance on the Holy Spirit. As a child of God, you cannot live without the Holy Spirit. And your simple way to embrace the Spirit is by the fruit of the Spirit. The Bible tells us that the fruit of the Spirit are abound, which is love, kindness, patience. What did I say? Patience. That is one thing many of us may say. He said, long suffering. A little challenge, we want to chicken out. We want to get out of the box. But the fruit of the Spirit teaches us to be patient, to be gentle, to be meek. I was having a discussion with someone one day that, do you know the meaning of meekness? Being meek. Being lowly. So all of these things are features of the Holy Spirit that can help you to wage war against temptation and sin. One of the challenges, or maybe problem, of being on the narrow path is self-denial. The world today, people cannot just manage their appetite. They just want to have it and experience this or that. But as a child of God, remember, you are on the narrow path. You are a chosen person. Walk in the narrow path. Walking in the narrow path means denying yourself, taking up the cross, taking up your cross daily, and following Jesus. This involves making choices that honor God, even when it is difficult. As a child of God, you will make decisions that they are difficult. For example, waiting for something that you dearly need. Or being taking it easy when you are being disrespected. Or when you are being unjustly treated, taking it easy. So, as a child of God, you must be able to make decisions that will honor God and give praises to God. In the book of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 24, let's take that reading. Hebrews 11, 24 to 26. It's one of the Bible passages I really admire. And even in my Bible, I highlighted it. He said, by faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season. Verse 26. He said, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of reward. My brother, my sister, the suffering that you will experience or the challenges that you will go through choosing this narrow path cannot be compared to the joy that abounds thereafter. Romans chapter 8, verse 18. Another thing you will face is doubt and discouragement. I will tell you something maybe you did not think about it before. John the Baptist while in prison, sent messengers to ask Jesus if he was the Christ. You remember that story? He asked, "Do you know that John the Baptist baptized Jesus?" And he said, "He cannot do it. He recognized him. He knew him. But when he faced challenges, he doubted. He said, he's going to confirm. Is that person the Messiah?" Despite being a strong proponent of Christ, John experienced doubt during difficult times. Therefore, even devout Christians can experience doubt and discouragement. That is one of the features of the narrow path. When we face challenging situations, so my brother, my sister, if you have chosen this path, sometimes you will get discouraged. Sometimes you have to question, is it worth it? But I tell you, Jesus already reminded us. He said, the road is narrow, it's difficult, but the end justifies the means. In this parallel path, you may experience loneliness and isolation. You have been left alone because of your decision and your choices. Commitment to the narrow path can sometimes result in feeling lonely, experiencing, especially when one believes is at odds to the prevailing culture. We know what is going on in our society today, how people want to express their identity, how people couldn't just abide by the will of God. Your choice and your belief might make you feel isolated. Being on the narrow path requires sacrifice and hard decision. You have to be able to make hard decisions, hard choices that might affect your relationship. It may even affect your career. I'll imagine some people, when they have challenges in their life, they leave the church or they walk away from God. Don't you think it's some harm? Why we were supposed to be with God? Following Christ requires sacrifice and hard decisions. You might need to sacrifice financial stability, your source of finance. I remember one story Brother Paul told me about. That is part of the sacrifices of being on the narrow path. What about benefit? Is there any benefit of choosing this path? Of course, there are lots of benefits. The Bible told us that the end is eternal life. Imagine, when we are in this journey, the Bible told us that the end of it is eternal life. Revelation 21 verse 4. Another benefit is a closer relationship with God, which gives you peace, joy, and a sense of purpose. So many people walk around without having purpose. They just follow the trend. This is the new pattern they go by. But as children of God, we have a destination, we have a goal, and we have our God. Another benefit is spiritual growth and maturity. When you stay on this narrow path, you'll be able to grow. Some people are Christian for 20, 30 years, and still, Apostle Paul described them as babies, because today they are hot and tomorrow they are cold. But remaining on the narrow path will help you to grow. You will experience inner peace and joy. Joy is a description of satisfaction. You don't need to have everything for you to be satisfied. But with Christ, we can be satisfied. Philippians 4, 6 to 7. I'm not going to need God's protection and guidance. You will never be misled. If you're on the narrow path, there is guide for you. There is protection. The Bible told us there is no temptation that comes to you that is beyond what you can manage. That in that temptation, God will create a way of escape. There is already a protection for you. There is clear conscience. Some people die of depression today, guilt. But the Bible told us that if any man be in Christ, behold, all things are what? They are passed away, and all things have become new. You will be able to influence others positively. Imagine just choosing to be with Christ, you can have positive influence on others. Some people, they share a dose of negativity wherever they go. But as a child of God, you have a chance to influence people. Bring them to Christ. Make them do the right thing. Guide themselves. Even if they will do evil, when you are there, they will be conscious because they know you don't stand for that. Following Christ, being on the narrow path, will also help you to experience fellowship with the believers. Being among the believers is the precious blessing. The Bible describes them as a community of that offer support, encouragement, and accountability. In my note, I underline accountability. If you have a friend and they cannot hold you accountable, I tell you that is not a good friend. But if you join the Christian community and remain among them, expect that some people will correct you. They will tell you, you are on the wrong path. Please, you need to change. And that is the beauty of being among the children of God. You will receive support. There will be help, morally, financially, emotionally. There is a big support system in the house of God. There is encouragement. There will be opportunity for you to see correction, to help you to stay on the course. So now, in conclusion, considering all this wonderful blessing, all this beauty that abounds on this narrow path, why don't you choose it? Why don't you be among the blessed and the saved ones that will have heaven as their reward, that are protected from sin and temptation? For you to be part of this wonderful journey with Christ, our teacher today has said it all. All you need to do is to accept Jesus into your life. You have already, you just need to receive it. You just need to make it meet with your understanding and take action. You need to believe it. Even the devil knows about Jesus. But you have to believe it. The book of Mark says, whosoever believes and is baptized shall be saved. You have to repent. The Bible says, can we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. You can't be in sin. The Bible describes whosoever accept Jesus. He said, the person has passed from death to life. So we cannot, after accepting Christ, still live in sin. You have to repent and you have to confess Jesus. Sometimes some people believe that when you want to become a Christian, you have to confess your sin. No. At this point, it's about confessing Christ. Confess your sin to God.
Mm-hmm.
But this time, Jesus said, whosoever confesses me before me, him will I confess before my Father, which is in heaven. So having known him, having believed in him, repenting of your sin, you must outwardly tell the world that you believe in the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And finally, you must be born again. You must be born again. The Bible says that we are buried together by baptism. We become a new man. 1 Corinthians 5:17. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. This is what simply means to be born again. It's not just a title. It means that your whole self is forgotten, is left behind. Now you are a new person. So my dear brothers and sisters, if you find yourself in this narrow path and you are experiencing challenges, I plead with you, you need to endure. Because the day that is at the end of the journey, the Bible says, is far beyond the suffering. And if you are not yet here, you are still in the broad way. The Bible told us that the broad way leads to what? Destruction. Do you want to be destroyed? I will suffer in this life and have your eternity in destruction. No, you don't. Rather, you want rest. You want peace. You want joy. You want everlasting grace and mercy and eternity. And this is what I wish you and myself today in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.